Australian scientists have discovered a set of drugs that stop the growth of bowel cancers in about 80 to 90% of cases. And the good news is the drugs are already approved for use in other diseases. David Mark asked one of the lead co-authors, the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research's Dr. Toby Fessy, how many people die from bowel cancer each year.
Well, it's a substantial amount, and it's about 4,000 people are going to die of colon cancer every year in Australia. And so we're really crying out for new therapies to try and target this disease. And our lab is specifically looking for targeted strategies to try and work out which signaling pathways or which genes could be targeted to try and prevent this cancer.
Now, you found a particular kind of drugs called JAK inhibitors do the job. How did you find that out? Why were you looking at this particular drug?
Well, this particular pathway is upregulated in many types of cancer, including colon cancer. And we found that 80% of colon cancers have got a certain mutation in the WNT pathway. However, this pathway is also required for the normal cells of the intestine. And so if you try and target that pathway directly, you pose a severe threat of actually affecting the normal cells of the intestine. So we wanted to try a different strategy and try and target a parallel pathway, and that is what brought us to the JAK pathway. And we found that with the JAK inhibitors, these tumors, 80% of them, are exquisitely sensitive to JAK inhibitors.
Now, what do they actually do to the tumours? Do they just stop them growing, or do they actually destroy them or at least reduce them?
Well, they do two things. Firstly, they will stop the cells growing. But secondly, we found in preclinical models that it will also prevent the development of any new tumours. So this will be important for people who have got a familial condition in which they develop multiple intestinal tumours.
It's tremendously exciting news.
It's very exciting, and it really opens a window now to use these drugs. And the great thing is that they're already existing in the clinic, and they're being used to treat disorders such as psoriasis, arthritis, myelofibrosis. And so we don't have to spend the many years and the resources, etc., to develop a new drug. They're there in the clinic, and we just have to bring the story out now that these drugs actually can be used in colon cancer.
Dr. Toby Fessy from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne, speaking to our reporter, David Mark.